Hello everyone. Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. And make sure you engage, comment as we're going along, and subscribe on Patreon. This is about Sarah Ferguson. Is she still Duchess of York? I think she is. I think despite the divorce, she kept that. She lost her Royal Highness handle, so no longer a princess, and so on, though she sometimes marketed herself on that. So she's a complete scumbag. In case you don't know who she is, the only reason you've ever heard of her is because she married Prince Andrew in 1986. That marriage lasted for only 6 years before they initiated divorce proceedings. The divorce took 4 years in those days. So 6 years of a proper marriage. Decades later, she's still relentlessly cashing in on that. And that's the only thing she's got. She hangs around with her ex-husband. She's often shared a house with him, saying he's my knight in shining armor. The only person in the world who actually admires Prince Andrew, and that's because he's bailed her out financially. Prince Andrew is so dim, he cannot perceive that his ex-wife is exploiting him to the hilt. And of course, she's prostituting the royal name. Why would anyone pay to listen to her if she hadn't been married to a prince? What was she beforehand? She was a secretary, she's a chalet girl. All right, nothing wrong with that. But people would not be in the habit of paying these enormous fees to have her endorse products that she often puts Duchess or Royal on them to buy that. But obviously, you've got to blame some people who are thick enough to think that automatically means it's quality, that she's got nothing worthwhile to say. She's really never achieved anything. The patroness of charities, saying the money's going to charity when it isn't, when it's going to her. And all right, sometimes it does go to charity. Sometimes she's not even taking a cut of it. But she should never be taking a penny from charities. So when she was a working royal in the late 80s, early 90s, so she got all this taxpayers' money. We don't get to choose. It's not a job you apply for. We don't decide, I do want to support the monarchy. I'm against the monarchy. The money just goes to her anyway. So she's living in the lap of luxury. The best of everything in terms of housing and healthcare. Front row seats at any show she wants to go to, access to celebrities, and if that wasn't enough. And then she's such a disgrace. I mean, she's committing adultery. I don't really mind about that. Prince Andrew was doing it almost from the get-go. And then when she gets divorced, she's still milking it. So there's this system with the monarchy at the apex of it. A lot of people look up to them, and therefore it behoves members of the monarchy to comport themselves with a certain decorum and not to drag the name through the mud. And she behaves with complete indignity and impetuosity. Right, so that hurts her personality, but she's obviously manifestly unsuitable to join that family. I know Andrew's rather unsuitable to be in it, but that's accident of birth. Because if you have this sort of lottery system for deciding who's head of state, who's close to the head of state, you'd be lucky. Sometimes you're very unlucky on other occasions. So she's impetuous, petulant, impecunious, and so on, recalcitrant and completely lacking in self-restraint. Remember reading John Simpson, the BBC journalist, memoir, saying it was a rather starchy evening at Buckingham Palace, and then Fergie broke the ice by sticking her tongue out at somebody. So you might think that's rather droll, but it's certainly not serene. It's certainly not regal, and so forth. So then she got divorced out of that affair with John Bryan. Actually, that's the second one. That's the one the photographers came out of. I don't really mind about that so much. But then she's always been selling access to her ex-husband, and she's been busted by this and then lying about it. And then she was £5 million in debt by 1995, and asking the Queen to bail her out. And the Queen did pay some of her debts. But why on earth should the Queen pay this woman's debts? That's your fault. Her ex-daughter-in-law, who disgraced the family. Live within your means like everybody else. You get far, far more money than most people, which you don't even have to earn, and then spending wildly. So she's a shopaholic. So how on earth is she any kind of role model? And years ago, I was taught at St. George's Ascot when Princess Beatrice was there. I never taught her. And Fergie was like patron or something like that. I wonder whether she got her daughter's fees remitted on that basis. So she's always a chancer. She's always on the make, always want freebies. I mean, I pay for my own holidays, but she has these 5-star holidays with private jets everywhere, paid for people, as though she's not beholden to them. But they don't do it out of generosity. They want something back from her. And then she gets access to the prince. He thinks he gets access to government ministers, to business executives from around the world, and always trying to make money off things, you know, endorsing these Weight Watcher products. And I know she's allowed to. I don't dispute the legality of that. I do dispute the morality of it. So the royal family has long taken the view that, a bit like the old Lyndon Baines Johnson quotation about the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, it's better to have her inside the tent pissing out than out of the tent pissing in, because she might go even wilder, sell her story. She's completely contradicted herself, lying about having had a very happy childhood, or then lying about having a very unhappy childhood, what she said about her mother, how she was so messed up. On the right, she did have a fairly difficult time with her mother running off to Argentina with that polo player, her father marrying somebody else, having three more children, Sarah Ferguson feeling rather abandoned, her elder sister moving to Australia when Fergie was 16, and. Remember, after Princess Diana died, the joke was going around that, what does the Queen want to give Fergie for Christmas? A black Mercedes-Benz and a trip to Paris, as Elizabeth II want Fergie dead, because Fergie was bringing such shame on the family, always blabbering her mouth off, being totally indiscreet, revealing secrets. I mean, wow, she's just got verbal diarrhea. She's terrible. How on earth is she as a role model? How can we respect such a person who's always selling her image? These budgie storybooks, I mean, apparently they're dreadful, which does at least tell us one thing, that she wrote them herself and always marketing these things. So she's got so, so much money for just being married to who she was married to. It's disgraceful. It really is sick. And one of the reasons that Prince Andrew was sucking up to Epstein was Epstein was paying off his wife's debts. And Sarah Ferguson is also responsible for this. She went to Epstein's places loads. His townhouse, the biggest one in Manhattan, their place in Florida, very close to Mar-a-Lago, and there's Palm Springs, I think, and that island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and possibly the ranch in New Mexico, and so forth, bring her daughters sometimes, and that she must have known this sort of thing was going on. And then obviously part of the alibi for Prince Andrew is, no, I never suspected anything, because as a father of two teenage daughters, I would never bring my daughters to stay in a house of a man if I suspected he was molesting girls their age and things like that. And she was a patroness, Fergie was, of various children's charities, and she took money from Epstein knowing exactly what crime he'd been convicted of. So it's sick and it's totally hypocritical. She often doesn't pay people for months or ever. She's a very, very bad employer. So she's completely improvident. She's really scatterbrained. She's terrible. So the breath of fresh air. Okay, so she's unstuffy. She's ebullient, but she's also indisciplined. She's a terrible embarrassment, and has Princess Margaret, who got divorced herself, said, wrote to Fergie saying, you know, how you're really terrible for our family's reputation. And the good and honourable work of some people is overlooked because of all the scandals that Fergie is generating. Now, and all right, Fergie has sometimes raised money for charity. All that means is being the belle of the ball, or lending a name here and there. And that's really to charity wash her own reputation. If she actually cares about people, put your hand in your own pocket. Don't buy so much jewellery. Yeah. And don't buy so many clothes, and don't go to a 5-star hotel. Go to a 4-star hotel just for once and give that difference to charity. And there's only one example in the Lonely Book, one, where she ever gave any of her own money to charity. She's this extremely stingy, mean-spirited, tight-fisted, utterly revolting. And that is Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York, Duchess of Pork in every sense, who was really just as shameful as her ex-husband. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.